Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
Theory on how you are going to act when you see a real ghost. And the reality of how you react when you see a real ghost. I learned this week are two completely different things. And I will explain it all to you craziness after Kristen gives us a little Monday motivation.
So the Monday mantra is coming from inside the house.
Ooh.
I got surprisingly emotional after something recently, and it was a small win that affected me in a really big way, and I captured the moment. So what you're going to hear is me recording myself sitting in my car right after a yoga practice, okay? And after I did it, it felt very cringe. So I held on to it because I wasn't going to share it because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm sitting there recording myself in my car. And you know how you kind of look around when you're doing something like that for social or whatever. And you think like somebody's going to catch me like influencers in the wild or something like that. And I'm like, what am I doing? Nobody cares about this. So I got in my head about it and I'm like, I'm not going to share it. But then I went back and I waited and I watched it. And I'm like, no, you know what? I was vulnerable. And this came from the heart. And I think it's applicable to every aspect of your life. So we're going to share it. So I just want you to call me Spicy Nike, because instead of just do it, I say just bleeping do it. Because after I watched the video again, I'm like, I'm just regurgitating Nike's slogan, just do it. I mean, essentially is what I'm saying here. But this was right after one of my yoga classes, my hot yoga classes. And I accomplished something really, really huge in that class. And I felt like I was walking on air when I walked out of that class. And then I got into my car and like the emotions kind of like fell over me. And I just wanted to capture the moment. So this is me after accomplishing something big to me after my yoga class. And I just wanted to pass this on to anybody who might need to hear this today to kick off your week.
I want to cry. I don't care. This might be a small win for somebody else, but this is a huge win for me. So twice during the class, I second-guessed myself. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And at the very end of class, Jill was like, hey, if you need anything else in your practice, an inversion. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. And sure enough, I tried and I did my first unassisted by myself full on headstand.
Oh.
I did it. That little win, right, made such a huge difference. And I think sometimes you just have to say it and you have to go for it. So yeah, I'm taking something small and I'm making it a much bigger message. But I think it's just for women in general or moms, like, stop doubting yourself and just go for it and do it and just try, because you never know, you might do it.
Can't hurt.
I know, right?
Wow.
I mean, and it was so crazy because twice during class there was an opportunity and I thought about it, mm-hmm. and I even slightly attempted it and I was like, no, I can't. And then for whatever reason at the end of the class I was like dropping F-bombs in my head and I was like, and I did it and I did it well.
Yeah.
And I was like, now, mind you, this doesn't happen overnight. This took 102 classes to get to this point.
This is why you feel so great about it.
Yeah. This was always a goal going in. Like this was an accomplishment that I was trying to, like, that was my brass ring that mm-hmm. I was trying to grab onto. And so the fact that I did it, and it was just the fact that I second guessed myself and then I wasn't going to do it, but then I pushed myself to do it and I was able to accomplish it. So I just feel like, and as I said, you know, as a woman and as a mom, you can doubt yourself, you can second guess yourself, you can talk yourself out of things, I mean, constantly. And I just want this to be your little sign not to talk yourself out of it, not to second guess yourself, not to doubt yourself, and to honestly just go for it.
And it felt sweeter because it was after 100 days. Had you done that after 3 or 4, you wouldn't be in your car crying.
No, no.
But the fact of the matter that you struggled for so long, and when you're in it, it just feels so frustrating. But the fact that you stayed with it for 100 days, man, good on you.
That was like a year and a half of work, 102 classes.
Awesome,
thank you. So I just, if you needed that little bit of nudge and you were like doubting yourself, just try and see what happens. And
you
who knows?
Do it again?
Huh? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to try it again this week because I got 2 classes this week. But I was just like, how about that? I didn't fall on anybody. I didn't knock anybody. I've always been afraid it's going to be like dominoes in my yoga class. And I'm going to go down and then everybody in my row is just going to go boop, 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 boop. But yeah, no, man.
Good on you, man.
That's awesome. Thank you.
The Burt Show.